Hey, Joe Watkins, Travis Castle with the Rental Property Hangover, coming to you to talk to you about HVAC. HVAC. We're going to talk to a professional in the HVAC world today, Travis.
The HVAC phone call for every landlord. That's the dreaded phone call. Man, my air is out. It's 98 degrees outside. My daughter, my mother, my brother, they're all asthmatic. And I need somebody right now to come fix my air condition. This is the call that every landlord dreads, Joe.
Well, it is. Why is that?
Because it's one of the most expensive repairs that we got. And if it's a consistent call, then what we know is coming is a new system.
Well, I've got William Gilmer of Gilmer's Home Choice on the line. Are you here, William?
I am. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good. Oh, my God. This is like getting through to the doctor right now.
All right. So, William, you're on the phone here to answer some HVAC questions. We're talking about rental property, the rental property hangover. And what are the – give us the three top things you would recommend any rental property owner do to maintain their units.
First thing is a filter plan. The filtration system of your HVAC is the most important piece to keeping that system running consistently and without failure. Missing filters, clogged filters, those things cause high head pressure, mechanical failure, flooding, and just a variety of issues. Absolutely, 100%. The most important thing you can do is keep your filters changed.
How often would you recommend changing those?
In a rental property, depending on the situation, if they're pets, kids, stuff like that, you would want to change them more frequently. But at minimum, at least every 60 to 90 days.
Okay. All right. Number one, filters. What's your second recommendation?
Second recommendation would be at least a once yearly inspection and service. Tops off any refrigerant problems, goes through the system, checks the amp draw for potential problems in your electrical motor, for the blower motor, the condenser fan motor, your compressor, contactors, capacitors, all those little issues that you get that $350 bill for because the HVAC guy had to go out on Sunday afternoon to take care of a minor issue.
Right, right. This is one of the more expensive things that we're trying to maintain in the home. So just a little healthy checkup goes a long ways.
Absolutely. Your HVAC system is probably within the top three of the most important, most expensive systems. Roof maybe being the number one expensive, depending on square footage. But, you know, an HVAC change out, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So that's a big deal. You want to try to defer as long as you can.
Right, right. Okay. So if I own, 10 rental property and I know, these systems are usually only designed to work for, 10 years or so, and I've got, a 15, 17 year old system that seems to be working fine, yet there's an issue and there's a repair that maybe costs several hundred dollars, $500, $700, $800. When do I know when to change this system out?
That is a great question. You really have to look at when you hit that plateau of diminished returns. If you just did a repair last year and it was $500, and now you've got another repair this year at $500, that's a pretty good indication that your system is getting to the point to where all the internal components are just wearing out, mm-hmm. just from age. So if you've got a 17-year-old system and you serviced it and it's not giving you an issue, and then you've got a couple hundred dollar repair for a capacitor, I wouldn't sweat that too much. But when you start getting into component failures such as control boards, motors, compressors, that's when it's time to really consider a change-out option.
So William, the most common call that I've received over the years as a property manager where I've kind of – there's a lump in my throat, kind of goes something like this, is, hey, there's a leak in the coil. Can you explain to the listener what does that mean, and why is that something that the HVAC professional can't give me an assurance around when he makes that repair or fills that back up?
So typically, you have two materials in your coils. You have the copper tubing, and you have the aluminum fins. So it's very difficult to make a repair on any of that from the start. You add an 8-year-old system with corrosion, some material breakdown. Then you get to a point to where repair is just not even possible to do. And if you can somehow make a repair on it, there's no confidence that repair is going to last. You're actually getting into where you're welding material back inside of the coil to try to stop the leak. And it's not, number one, it's not recommended by the manufacturer. And number two, it's a very difficult repair even for a very seasoned professional.
I got a question for you. What would advice would you give to the landlord who does need to hire an HVAC tech to do some service or company to decipher whether they're really getting the truth around, you know, the repair that's needed? What advice would you give them on how to decide, you know, if the repair is something they should make or should replace? Or is there some telltale signs around these companies or techs?
I would say technicians or companies that are not given a whole lot of description could potentially be a company that's not being completely forthcoming. Pictures are worth a thousand words. Getting detailed pictures back to the owner. The owner may not always know what they're looking at. Having those pictures build some confidence in the tech that he's showing you the actual problem that's going on there in the system. And just having a trusted professional for investors that have several properties, or even the guy that only has one or two, if they have professionals that they've worked with in the past, or people that are close to them, their property managers, if they've worked with those professionals and they can kind of vouch for those guys, that to me, that's the number one thing. If you have somebody that can recommend a professional that has done work for another individual in the past, and that person had a great experience, that's the best course of action.
Yeah, so a real referral. I mean, someone that can vouch for the work.
Absolutely.
So William, the Clean Air Act back in 2010 definitely changed your industry, right? The refrigerant. The old is gone. The old standard, what is it, R22, is gone, and we've entered a new. How has that changed these calls for you and this conversation around whether you should replace something?
So, yeah, when the Clean Air Act came out and they decided they wanted to do away with the ozone depleting CFCs of the R22 Freon, let me clarify that a little bit. The R22 Freon is still available. They cannot manufacture any new Freon. So the manufacturers pumped a whole lot of this stuff in storage. So at the current moment, you can still get virgin R22 Freon. And they are making some R22 direct replacement Freons that are not ozone depleting. But they don't work quite as well, and there's a lot of them have disclaimers about damage to equipment. And they're very expensive. So at this point, if you get a 15-year-old system, 12-year-old system, it's R22, it's got a leak, it's going to have to be, all the Freon is going to have to be pumped back in the system. You're doing a full recharge, you're looking at $800 just in Freon cost, labor cost, and you're putting it into a system that's probably not going to last very long anyway. So definitely the R22 is a major factor in deciding whether or not to change out your system, just because it's so expensive. And there are still some components available, coils and such, but it's just not a good idea to start mixing and matching that kind of stuff up.
What circa year did R22 systems stop being manufactured?
I'm not sure the exact year they stopped manufacturing. I know that the 410A and the R22 were both being, the new Freon is 410A, it's a CFC. Free Freon refrigerant, But they started introducing the 410A somewhere around 2008, and they manufactured the R22 and the 410 up through 2010, 2011.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because I think in my house it was 2009, and I had the choice of either one. I think I went with R22, which I went because it was cheaper.
Right, it was cheaper at the time.
And, shocking.
And now it's a lot more expensive. But, well, that's good information. I think you know, investors need to be educated. This just highlights a higher point. You need to be educated about the basic and major components of your homes so you can ask the right questions. Hey,
sure.
Is this an R22 system? Hey, what date was that thing? Man, I mean, if we're talking about a 2014 system or 17 system that they're trying to replace, you might need to know that, you know?
Absolutely. I would always recommend knowing the age. Your contractors very easily be able to determine the age of the unit, as long as the data plates are available. There are some older systems where the data plates will fade and you can't read the information, but that makes it a little more difficult, but you can still determine the age based off the compressor information. And if I can add this to you, another very important thing, I get a ton of calls for this every year, is I got water from my ceiling. Mm. So flood control is also very important, especially in the rental market, because your renters are not necessarily paying attention to, is my drip pan full? You know, is there excessive condensation coming out of the system? So having a pan safety switch, an inline float switch, those type of things that will shut down the system if they detect water is building up and stopping that potential for drywall repairs, other costly repairs that come from water damage.
Absolutely. We can save a lot of sheetrock damage, a lot of heartache, or just a simple shut off float switch on that pan and being installed. So ask your HVAC guy about that. I'm going to give one other recommendation, especially if you're going to replace the system. I put 6-inch or I guess they're 4-inch filters in all my systems because they get easily 6 months that I'm able to protect that system versus a 1-inch filter. And sometimes even a year if they're not you know, like you said, pets and too much traffic in the home. Is that a good advice?
That can be a double-edged sword. If you're depending on the situation, if the tenants are responsible for changing their own air filters and the house is not on the maintenance plan where they have a professional come in and change it, the tenants may not be willing to spend the extra money it costs to buy the 4 and 6 inch filters. They can be quite more expensive than the pleated 1-inch filters.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, I agree with that. I think this has not been mentioned, but I think my advice to landlords is you don't count on your tenants to replace filters because they usually don't.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it out of their hands. Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. It's a very small percentage of the time that I go or my technicians go to a house and the filter has been properly maintained when it's in the tenant's control.
That's right.
You know, most property management companies or third-party companies have some type of just filter management, even if they're just mailing the filter to the tenant, if the tenant is in control of changing out the filter. I've seen several companies that just put it on a 60 or 90 day. It automatically mails the tenant a filter. At least that's a reminder to the tenant to, hey, it's time to change your filter. I would say that's probably the minimum you could do, but obviously it's a lot better to have a professional going into the home because that professional is not just changing the filter when it goes in.
He's looking at stuff.
Yeah, he's looking at flood control. He's looking at the other items that could potentially be problems in the future.
So William, right now, if I had to have, let's say, a new heat pump, Who is the manufacturer that I would look? I know there's a lot of variance in terms of what type of house do you have, two-story townhome. There's a bunch of variables here. But generally speaking, I mean, it's kind of like a car conversation with other guys. What manufacturer do you like? Who would you recommend?
So for, let's say, lower-end rental property, something under, you know, 2,000 square foot, single system, Bidman's great company. They're inexpensive. They do a ton of sales for investor type markets. They're not top quality. You'll get 10, 12 years out of them and it's time to replace them. If you're looking for a little more longevity, maybe a little bit better system, Lennox is my preferred higher end product. Lennox is their own manufacturing company. They put out great products. They last long. They're easy to install. There's no complications with installation. Because that's another thing on your installs is callbacks. You want to be sure you're getting a quality install so that your tenants are not having to deal with contractors coming back to their home because something was done improperly or something has failed. Obviously that happens to some extent regardless, but, you know, Goodman, you can get some of these mail order, really cheap HVAC systems, and then hire, you know, the next door neighbor to put it in. You're not going to get a lot of life out of that.
No doubt. So warranty wise though, the systems out there, what's the best warranty? Is it 10 year? Is that the best that you'll find on a system?
Most manufacturers are about the same when it comes to the warranty. So you get a 1 year, 100% total part replacement warranty. So that's parts, labor, everything. Doesn't cost you a dime if something happens when it's in the first year. Then they'll give a parts warranty only for the next 4 years. So you get a 1 year total manufacturer's parts warranty and labor warranty, a 5 year parts only warranty, and then a 10 year compressor warranty. So the main component for the outside system is the compressor. You'll get a 10-year warranty on that. With some of the higher-rated Sears, the more efficient units, you can get a 10-year parts altogether parts warranty. But they're pretty competitive. Most brands have the same type of warranty.
Gotcha. Okay. Good enough, man. Any other final tip for the real estate investor before we let them off the hook? Man, this is the biggest, typically the biggest repair year to year for most guys. Any other tips for them?
I would say if you're using a property management company, figure out if that property management company has some type of service plan where you can get a professional in there once or twice a year to check that system out. I just can't stress enough that getting eyes on the system, making sure the system is working properly, that's the best way to get the life out of the system. So you could say your unit's running high head pressure, nobody checks it out, it does that for about 18 months and it's done, the system's done.
Gotcha.
You get a professional in there. He sees that and goes, "Hey, we need to do something different here. The problem is wrong. Whatever the issue is, you're looking at a $200 or $300 repair versus a $1,000 changeout."
Understandable. How would a real estate investor listening to this find you in the Metro Atlanta market right now? How would we get a hold of you to come out to our property?
I am business to business, so I don't do a lot of advertising. They can call me directly on my cell at 770-359-8792. I'm available 24/7. We do after hours, emergency calls, anything they need, they can reach me directly.
Awesome.
William, thanks for your time. He pulled away from Home Depot unannounced to give us 20 minutes of his time here on the Rental Property Hangover. Buddy, we appreciate you. We talk daily with all the stuff we got going on. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
Very good. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. If you need rental property advice, you've reached the Rental Property Hangover, where Joe Watkins and his sidekick, Travis Castle, talk to you every week about what to do and how to take care of your rental property. Why do we call it the hangover? You bought it, now what? Well, that's what we talk about. We're experts in the industry with over 400 properties flipped, with over 200 properties built, with over 1,700 properties under management. We are your solution to rental property.